We're a full week in. It's the first Saturday of the general election campaign. Still a drizzly day outside, but happily not quite as blustery as it was earlier in the week. And I suppose the thing that I was thinking about today was all the policy launches that we've seen all week and that they've threatened to continue on into the next 2 weeks have felt very empty. You know, the reporters turn up for the set piece, they read out the press release into the cameras afterwards. The cameras then follow around the leaders for photo opportunities. It's policy in the morning, photos in the afternoon, it seems. It's all sterile, feels very empty. The campaign feels empty. And that's because really I think it is. The question of where are your policies, show us your policies. It was a mantra for a while via Fianna Fáil towards the Labour Party. But all the parties end up doing this dance with the journalists who cover them, where the journalists say that they don't have enough policies, they have too many policies, they don't have the right policies. It suggests that journalists have read any policies they've been given, which certainly there's never any evidence that they ever have, or indeed that they ever would if you handed it to them. Nonetheless, policy seems to be what people are talking about right now. Let's, you know, we have Micheál Martin touring the country with his four-word slogan, demanding that we discuss the substance of his policies. But it doesn't matter what your policies are. This is the thing that I kind of think. Your policies are no more than a business plan for a startup. They describe the kind of people that you are. If things were just the same or as you would like them to be, you would behave in this manner. But things are never as you intend them to be. Business plans get chucked out the window. Policies are meaningless when they encounter reality. And all that you're left with is, are you willing to trust this person to have the right instincts and do, or at least to attempt to do the right thing in a given set of circumstances, which we don't know yet. And the reality is that, first of all, we know for a fact that the government has had the wrong instincts and bad decision-making for years. So we've tried them out and we see how they go. A campaign, I suppose, gives a chance to assess the quality of the instincts of the other parties as well, under the pressure of trying to get elected and the hassle of meeting events as they occur. By that yardstick, it doesn't really matter what Fine Gael have said all week in their policy launches or will say all next week. We haven't seen the most fabulous of instincts being displayed. I said earlier today on Twitter, I think it might just be prudence to elect Eamon Gilmore Taoiseach rather than just an aspiration. I think it just might be safest.